This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
99 Murray Country here on the Brekkie Show. You're tuned in to Tarion Olive and JYY. Now, we are lucky enough to have a chat to a few people here and there, Tarion, and today's no different as well. We have Mayor Teresa Harding on the line right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tarion. Good morning, Jarrell. How are you?
We're amazing. Thank you very much. How are you? How's everything going? It's been pretty busy in over your way, hasn't it?
Well, obviously, on the weekend with Ash Barty winning Wimbledon, she's an Ipswich girl. She was born and raised here and still lives here when she's not globetrotting. It's an amazing thing. But also, last Thursday, we launched our Ipswich Festival, our annual festival called Spark, which is we have 91 events over 11
wow.
days. It's phenomenal.
That's insane.
Yes. And obviously, last week was NAIDOC week as well. So it's been a big, big week.
You must be stressed.
No.
I would be stressing out trying to organise that many events.
You seem very calm, Therese. You seem very, very calm.
Can I quote Ash and say I've got a great team?
Oh, that's yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do anything that she says at the moment. She isn't she? Look, before we move on to the Spark Ipswich Festival, yeah. Let's for her. How big is that? Not only for Australia, but obviously First Nations woman coming out of Ipswich as well. For yourself, you guys must be so proud. And as a, you know, yeah, you just must be so proud.
I think we've always been proud of her. I mean, obviously she won the Junior Wimbledon 10 years ago. She was given the keys to the city back in 2017. She has a court named after her at Ipswich. So we've always been really proud. But for her to achieve, you know, to become a revered Wimbledon champion is just off the charts, isn't it? So, you know, she had a dream and she's achieved that through hard work. And I think it just goes to show that, you know, all people in Ipswich, that if you work hard, and you can achieve anything.
Yeah, definitely. 41 years in the making, that has been as well since Yvonne Goolagong, obviously, since the last time anything like that has happened, which is amazing.
I'm 52, so I remember that quite well. I was in grade 6 when Yvonne won that, and it was not only was she being an Indigenous woman, but also she was the first woman who was a mother.
Yeah,
that
wow.
won a champion like that. So there was very much a conception that once a woman became a mother, she couldn't be an athlete anymore. So, you know, she was busting myths and being a trailblazer, you know,
wow.
for many women.
Well, I think both of these lovely ladies, especially Ash, present day, is like really kicking some goals and is quite an inspiration for all those young girls that look up to her at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. And look, obviously with last week being NAIDOC, you having this Spark Ipswich, and tell us a little bit about the, you know, the First Nations artists and cultural recognition out at Ipswich, at Spark Ipswich.
Yeah, look, Ipswich is home to, you know, over 8,400 residents who identify as Aboriginal and, you know, Torres Strait Islander. So it's really important for making sure that any civic celebration, you know, represents everyone.
Yeah.
So we actually have four local artists who are a big part of part of our Spark, and they are Charmaine Davis, Sally Harrison. I have one of her pieces of work in my office.
Yep.
Kylie Hill and Rachel Sara, and also Rachel's brother Jacob. I've got one of his artworks in my office as well. So we've got a lot of talent here in Ipswich, and it's just wonderful to have those amazingly talented women who are part of our Spark Ipswich Festival.
So how were these beautiful women, you know, projected? What was the art, and where was it?
So what we've done, because when we were planning this last year,
yeah.
we didn't know what was happening with COVID. So, you know, we've made sure all events are either ticketed or outdoors. One of the things that we're doing is called Delight. So we have a beautiful church in Ipswich called St. Mary's Church. And Ipswich was going to become a capital. So it was actually built to be a cathedral.
Yep.
So it's quite an iconic place. And we had the artwork of 11 different artists up there. And four of those artists,
wow.
Charmaine, Sally, Collies, and Rachel's artwork is highlighted and lit up on that church. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I'm looking at some pictures. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is beautiful, yeah.
I mean, you said you've got the recognition of First Nations people out there is humongous as well. I could imagine for, you know, Indigenous people out in Ipswich, this must be a breath of fresh air for them.
I hope so. Also, end of last year, we obviously, a bit like in Brisbane, there's the Queen Street Mall. We've got the Nicholas Street precinct in Ipswich.
Yep.
So that's been completely gutted out and then rebuilt. at the end of last year, we had the opening ceremony, and our civic plaza is called Tulma Place, and Tulma is the Indigenous word for Ipswich. So, and there's two pavilions there, and underneath all the artwork there is all from local Indigenous artists as well. So we thought it was very important for us to recognise all our heritage, not just our European and mining and railway history, but also our, you know, First Nations people history that we have here in Ipswich.
Absolutely. Now, how much longer is the Spark program going on for?
Another 6 days. We've got 335 artists and art workers who are taking part. And I'm really proud to say 189 of them are local here to Ipswich.
Wow.
So we're really happy. We had on the weekend, you know, Waghorn to West, which was basically cordoned off a couple of blocks of downtown Ipswich, with 16 acts performing 8 sessions across 4 live music venues. It was really pumping on Saturday night. We've got quite a young families, a lot of young families in Ipswich too. Our median age is 32. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of a lot of things for kids and families to do as well. So a lot of things to still do in the next 6 days of Spark.
Well, Maria, thank you, Mayor Teresa Harder. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Not only, you know, people in Ash Barty kicking goals in Wimbledon and winning Wimbledon, but it sounds like you're doing an amazing job as well, with keeping the culture alive, our Indigenous heritage out there as well. So we thank you so much. Being a First Nations radio station, it's so important to us as well. So thank you so much for pushing for that and, making it a safe place for our First Nations people. We really do appreciate it, and we hope the next 6 days of the Spark Ipswich Festival goes amazing, and in the years to come, I hope that it keeps going.
Thanks, Joel, and thank you, Tara. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.